Unit 1, pages 14 to 15.
Doreen, Australia. You have to learn to manage your time better. Then you'll be able to do all the things you have to do and also spend time with your friends and have fun.
2. Mrs. M, a mother, Canada. Your mother isn't spying on you. She feels that she has to know everything that happens to you because she loves you and wants your life to be perfect. She probably feels that if she doesn't keep an eye on you, you might make mistakes. Try to prove to her that she can trust you, but remember that she'll never stop worrying about you. She finds it hard to accept the fact that you are growing up and want to be independent.
3. Lee, teacher, Japan. It's so good that you are such a good, hard-working student. Keep up the good work. I believe you are doing the right thing. I am sure you will find the loyal, true friends you're looking for.
4. Dean Israel. Are your friends as busy as you are? Do they also spend so much time doing homework? Maybe the teachers don't give that much homework, but you spend too much time on it. You should check with yourself how much time you actually spend doing homework and how much time you waste on other things, such as daydreaming.
5. Adam, psychologist, New York. In my opinion, the best way to solve your problem is to talk to her. Make her trust you. Sit together and calmly explain to her how important your privacy is to you. But be careful not to hurt her feelings. She only wants what's best for you, because she loves you. It may take time, but I'm certain things will improve between you two.
6. Sue, South Africa. It's possible that your friends are taking advantage of you. If you stop sharing your work with them, you may find out the truth about their friendship. Who knows? You may be pleasantly surprised.
7. Alexis, Greece. Spend less time watching TV if you want more time with friends. Most of my grades are okay, and I still have a great social life. Plan your time more efficiently, and you'll be able to spend some time with friends at least twice a week.